What's up, everybody? This is Godframe, and you're listening to the 520 Collective Podcast, where music meets ministry and the indie artist takes center stage.
That's gonna be a problem.
That's gonna be a problem. 520 Collective, where music meets ministry and the indie artist takes center stage.
A ride through my old town, old me, old Sean. Might need boats, cry oceans. Here float down my old child. Fear so broke, no hope round here. Been trying to cope since like 01. Better slow down for your cosign. You might owe Sean.
What's good, and welcome to the 520 Collective Podcast, where music meets ministry and the indie artist takes center stage. This is Eric Boston with Nate Shelton, and we are in the field on the Trackstars Podcasting Network. Nate, how you doing, man?
I am fantastic. How's it going with you?
Man, it is good. You know, we're starting to see some spring weather around here, and I'm excited to be back on the podcast with you, man. It's going to be a fun show.
It is definitely a fun show, and I hope you have some sun, because we have not had sun for probably 3 days here. Steady rain, nothing but rain.
Yeah, we've got a little bit, man. We've got a little bit, so that's always good. Well, Nate, this episode of the podcast is being brought to us by The Bookkeeper 24/7 at www.thebookkeeper247.com. They are playing the truest form of hip-hop and impacting the CHH culture in a positive way. Have you been looking for a place to get established within the community while developing your talent and gifts? If you're a writer, then Bookkeeper 24/7 wants to connect with you. Whether you want to create CHH-related content or even launch your own devotional series, Bookkeeper 24/7 is a place where you could call home. Bookkeeper 24/7 is also looking for a social media personality, so if you enjoy going live on platforms such as Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, hit up Bookkeeper 24/7 and join their growing social media presence while connecting with one of the most established audiences in CHH. You can email them at thebookkeeper247@gmail.com to submit sample videos or to connect now. So yeah, man, Bookkeeper 24/7 doing cool stuff, Nate. We love those guys. You know, they're supportive of us, so we appreciate them sponsoring this episode this month.
Oh yeah, Bookkeeper, definitely one of our biggest supporters out there, along with a few others, but they've been with us from the jump, I believe. So we love working with them.
For sure, for sure. Man, so we've had some exciting news over the past month as well, Nate. For starters, if you guys are looking at where can you find the podcast, we've actually been added to both Not By Bread Alone Radio as well as Squad Life Radio. We're very hyped to be part of the great programming that's on these stations, guys, especially as the podcast looks to grow. So check out Not By Bread Alone at officialnbbaministries.com, and you can find Squad Life Radio at vitaltune.com. Yeah, man. So besides that, you know, we've just been seeing a lot of great news, a lot of great happenings around CHH. Nate, what's kind of been standing out to you since our last show?
Well, since our last show, we've steadily been getting some good music sent our way. People, artists starting to notice what we're doing with the support and helping them grow. Getting some solid music submissions for our playlist. Just all around real good feel about how things are going with our platform.
For sure, for sure. Well, Nate, you know, we could probably talk for a while about different stuff that's been happening, but I'm just ready to get into it, man. I'm really excited about this podcast episode. You know, we're debuting a new song by one of my favorite indie CHH artists. So, you know, I'm a little bit antsy. I want to get going with this breakdown, Nate. Why don't you tell us, who are we featuring this month?
Well, this month we are featuring Intellect, who also happens to be our feature artist on the website. He sent us a yet-to-be-released song. We gave us a chance to critique it and listen to it. It is Blast Off featuring Philip Anthony. So he just released a new album a couple weeks ago, and now he's got a new single coming out at the end of this month, beginning of May. We're excited to get a listen to it and tell you what we think about it.
Awesome, awesome. And remind the listeners, you know, what are the categories that we are going to be looking at as we listen to this track?
Well, as usual, the categories are mix and master, the flow of the song, the production of the song, writing, and the hook element of the song as well. So those are the five categories we look at every episode.
Awesome. That's perfect. So here we go, guys. This is the debut of Blast Off by Intellect. It is featuring Philip Anthony.
Shoes laced, PGs, I don't need a knee brace. Got my degree, now they wanna hand me a briefcase. Big dreams, but I gotta live in a small space. Fall in line, take a name tag and take my place. What I saw was a trap, was a manifestation of God's grace. They said the rat race, the paper chase, the cake will go right to your waist. You better watch your weight, you better wait in line. You better take the time and go renew your mind. Now I'm line for line with it. The best advice that was given was for me to earn my stripes before my first mission. Now I got vision, the perfect prescription. Full throttle is the model, this is how we live it. Yo, I think I'm ready to blast off. Yo, I think I'm ready to blast off. Yo, I think I'm ready to blast off.
Ooh, 3, 2, 1, blast off. I'm way out of space. You place your bet on me, stopping dog, you made a mistake. They pop a lot of stuff to probably never say to my face. There's hatred to take to the grave. There's something they gotta face. Remember thinking that success was something we gotta chase. But couldn't see the delay, cause it was me in a way. When I was feeling abandoned, or when I thought I was stranded, still he was leading the way. That's why I seek him and pray. I'ma make it was my motivation. They say we the same, I see no correlation. I look in the mirror, the image get clear to me. Ooh, my vision clearer the more I get near to him. Ooh, it's no turning back, you know me, this the life that I chose. I know that I ain't always right, but I only write what I know. And that's the darker the environment, the brighter you glow. And I'ma shine on them earth, I ain't got the time.
Yo, I think
nah.
I'm ready to blast off. Yo, I think I'm ready to blast off. Yo, I think I'm ready to blast off.
And that was Blast Off by Intellect with Philip Anthony. This breakdown segment is being brought to you by Show Me Christ Records. Show Me Christ Records is an internet-based record label founded in St. Louis, Missouri. Check out their artist Jude, whose current single, Major Way, is available on all major streaming platforms. You can also download the single now at www.showmechristrecords.com. While you're on the site, check out their merch. You can also find Show Me Christ t-shirts in the 520 store. For booking or other inquiries, you can email showmechristrecords@showmechristrecords@gmail.com or give them a call at 314-202-4011. So that is Show Me Christ Records, guys. Kind of a up-and-coming label there based out of St. Louis. You know, we've been really enjoying getting to connect with those guys and seeing what they have going on. They're building something special, I feel like, Nate.
Oh, definitely. They've really got something special going on over there.
Awesome. Well, thank you to Show Me Christ Records for sponsoring this breakdown. And Nate, let's just jump into it. What do we think about Blast Off by Intellect? What's the first category we're looking at breaking down?
Well, the first category I'm going to go with is the mix and master. I'm going to start off with the blending of everything together, and to me it was very professional, well done. I am not sure exactly who he has mixing and mastering and production as well, but they know what they're doing. The vocals were all clear, balanced. I felt like you could hear the highs and lows in the song, and to me it just came off really crisp and clean.
Okay, Well, so just to kind of fill you in, you have a couple different people working on the mix and master. The mix itself is actually done by Intellect. So he took care of that mixing process. The mastering was done by DJ Sean P. I feel like, the mix is solid and that DJ Sean P did a really good job of giving the track that kind of finished, polished sound with the master. If I'm going to be picky, Nate, I would say I feel like the vocals on the verses could have set just on top of that beat just a little bit more, just by a touch. It's far from being a breaking point for me. There's just a small difference, at least to my ears, between the verses and the hook on how those vocals kind of come across.
Yeah, I understand. But overall, I think, definitely Intellect has been really working hard, been around for a little while, I believe, and just very professional with his work. And it seems like every song I've heard of his, the mixing is pretty well done and not a lot of issues on that end.
Yeah, no, it's definitely solid. I think, Intellect kind of, he knows the sound that he is looking to get, what he's looking to achieve. So he's dialing that in. He's finding out how to, hit that sweet spot consistently, which is, definitely a plus.
Oh, definitely. And that kind of brings us into our next category with the flow, talking about what he knows his sound is and just fine tuning it and crafting it. And I thought the flow was really good. Definitely brings that old school sound, kind of an East Coast vibe to it. Nothing was forced and just really flow, easy cadence. And I really, being one of the older, hip hop heads in this genre, I can really appreciate the sound that he brings to CHH.
Right. Yeah, and I've got, I would say the flow is the thing that I kind of, whenever I was sitting there listening and I was making my notes, it's the thing that I kind of wrote the most about as I was, jotting down these bullet points and stuff. Like I said, Intellect is just, he's one of those guys that I believe means every word that he says whenever I hear his tracks, right? There's this conviction and a passion behind his lyrics that just comes out in his delivery. With him, it's not that it's the most unique flow that you're going to find, but he knows what his lane in is and he navigates it with like this precise control, right? I mean, I feel like Blastoff was just a really good example of it. From the very first line, you could hear it in there. One thing that I really love is that he incorporates the beat kind of into his flow. Like, he has these pauses that he takes where it allows, a certain element of the track to kind of make a statement in the middle of his bars. And it's something you don't really hear, often, especially within CHH. I think it's genius. I think it's something that a lot of MCs could really take notes of as they're, crafting, their verses, they're crafting their bars. How can you let that beat, be a part of expressing what your message, that's what I heard in it, man. I think it's really good on the flow. What did you think about Philip Anthony being on the track?
I feel like he really kind of meshed really well with Intellect on that song. Kind of brought the same kind of vibe to it that kept that old school sound. That was what I picked up from it. What did you think?
Yeah, so, Philip Anthony, he formerly known as Dat Fella. So he's done work in the past with Intellect. I think he's a great matchup. I really love it when these guys get together and work on a song. The one thing I will say is that with Anthony taking the second verse of the track, there was this kind of noticeable difference in energy between the two. I feel like Anthony has kind of this laid back delivery, which, not taking away from it, it wasn't bad. That's not what I'm saying. But whenever you kind of get hit with that energy that Intellect brought in, like right out of the gate, I just expected maybe Anthony's verse to hit, you know, with a similar intensity like that we heard from Intellect. And it just, it wasn't quite there. It's different. Once again, not bad by any means, just a different feel.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. And of course, Intellect, he jumps right in at the beginning of the track, just bringing the energy like you talked about. And so a little bit of a difference, but I think the two of them worked really well together. Like you said, it wasn't a bad thing. So
yeah, no, they're a good combo. They are a good combo for sure.
So with that said, with the flow, we're going to look at the writing. It's very solid. Very solid writing, like we talked about Intellect. He's been around for a little while. I didn't find a real whole bunch personally flashy to me. One verse did, of course, that opening line kind of stood out to me. Gonna take my mask off, show you all my real face. Other than that, it's just really great writing, really solid writing, but nothing that's gonna, except for that one line that kind of make you pause and kind of go back and see if you missed something. What did you think about the writing?
Yeah, I can agree with you. I mean, there wasn't a lot of those like ooh moments, right? But it's really solid from start to finish. I liked the line where he was talking about line for line, and then it led into that part where he was saying, talking about the best advice that he had received, as an artist. So I thought that was pretty clever. I mean, I'm assuming leaning towards line for line on Trackstars, because I know he's been on there before, and they obviously give feedback. So I thought that was pretty clever, pretty good wordplay. I also liked the line about going full throttle. I thought that was pretty clever, especially whenever you tie it into that whole blasting off theme of the song. But yeah, I mean, not those just like punch you in your face bars, but really well written from start to finish.
Yeah, I love how his whole verse talked about. See, to me, it sounded like he was getting advice from people to get in line, join the real world. And then he basically was telling them, I'm ready to blast off with my career. I want to take off and do this music thing. And I just, telling people don't just settle for, regular everyday life, but try and achieve your dreams. So I kind of got, that's the kind of feeling I got from his verse on that track.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
So, production wise, maybe you can fill me in on who produced the track. I think, did he produce this himself?
No, this track was actually produced by Status Beats. So, I mean, for me, I really like the production on here. It kind of took me back, reminded me of back whenever I was listening to like, Biggie or Wu-Tang, on my bus rides to school. It had some nice elements that added a little bit of intrigue without taking the focus off of the bars of two, very skilled MCs, which I think those bars are really the focus of this song. I think it was a good production selection, by Intellect. Status Beats did a good job. Like I said, whenever I was listening back to it and I was intentionally, turning it up and trying to just really pay attention to what was going on in that production side of it. There's some nice little elements in there that he does, like some like little rolls with the bass, or just some little inserted sounds throughout there that just kind of breaks it up and doesn't make it monotonous. What'd you
think? I thought the production was really solid as well. I mean, obviously Status Beats knows what he's doing with the tracks and what the music he gets. I really didn't hear a lot of, mix, it just sounded really crisp and clear to me. So the hook on this track, I felt like it was solid. It was a solid hook, nothing flashy, talks about blasting off, 3, 2, 1, ready, let's go. It flowed with the song, didn't really. I don't want to say stand out, but it just kind of it worked with the song and didn't. I don't know. I feel like it was really well done. What do you think?
I mean, I thought that the hook here, I mean, it was nothing that was like earth shattering. I feel like the focus of the song is really more on the bars. Yeah, I mean, I think it's easy to remember, but it's also not like one of those, wow, I'm going to listen to this song because of this hook, if that makes sense. You know, you got a lot of songs that you hear on the radio and people know that chorus, they know that hook, but you know, they might not always know the verses. That's not what you have here. You know, you're not coming back to listen to this because it's this amazing hook that you just get stuck in your head. You're gonna come back and listen to this song because of what's going on in the verses itself.
Yeah, it doesn't, like you said, it's not an anthem type hook, but it blends well with the song. And I agree, like you said, it makes you focus on the bars more itself and actually what's being said and not just that little line on the hook that gets stuck in your head and makes you want to listen to the song more. So I just thought it fit really well with the rest of the track and made the whole song a complete piece of art.
For sure, for sure. Any other little tidbits that you want to throw in there, Nate?
I liked that the little intro, you know, the countdown blasting off. The one thing that, I don't know, it's just minuscule, but it kind of got me was on the countdown. I felt if he had kept with the cadence of the countdown, kind of went, instead of 4, 3, 2, 1, he jumped in with 3, 2, 1, which, you know, it signals the energy he's bringing to it, but that one just kind of threw me off a little bit. Other than that, I mean, like I said, I'm picking at hairs, but just overall, it's a really great song. You know, like what I say, a couple weeks ago, he released an album, really starting to find his lane, and people are, music heads are starting to take notice too. So,
yeah,
and definitely be on the lookout for Intellect.
Right. And that project that Nate is talking about, guys, it's called The Solution. So your full length project available on, you know, wherever you stream your music. So go and make sure you purchase it. Some really good songs on there as well. But yeah,
one of his songs from that album is on our Sauce playlist as well. So, he's definitely making moves in CHH right now.
And definitely. So speaking of the We Got the Sauce playlist, when this track drops, when Blast Off is out and available, do you see this being a song that's going to be on that playlist, Nate?
Actually, I do, because it's very well done, top or beginning to end. Great production. The flow was good. I would definitely am going to put this on the Sauce playlist when it releases. So very great. I think very solid song from awesome. Intellect and Philip Anthony.
Awesome. And what would you give this song overall out of our 10-point scale?
Overall, for what it is, I would give it a 7. It's nothing flashy, but it's very solid. Just, you know, like you said, it's probably not going to make any Billboard lists or, you know, CHH top 10 lists or anything, but it's definitely a song that's going to be around for a while.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'm maybe just going to go a little bit higher than you on that as far as like giving it that rating scale. I would go with an 8 because I feel like with this style of song, he executed it very well. Now, are there some things that maybe he could go back and look to rework a little bit? That maybe you could bump it up there and make it one of those, like you're saying, you know, one of those really memorable songs. Yes. But at the same time, I think for Intellect and some other artists like him, is I think the problem, the biggest problem is that, you know, what people are expecting right now in the current landscape of CHH, right? You know, this is definitely, you know, when, and the thing is, it's not even that it's a throwback song. It's just the style of it, you know, the that lyrical style, you know, it just gets referred to as throwback now, right? I mean, it doesn't sound old, you know. It's done well. It's modern, but I think that's the biggest issue, is just like right now, that's not what's at the forefront. So, you know, it takes a bit of a hit because of that in general. You know, like I said, for me personally, though, like the majority of time, if I'm listening to music, this is the kind of stuff that I'm going to be listening to.
Yeah, yeah. And the one thing with Intellect, what he has been doing with this sound, he is really working on perfecting it, which is what he needs to do to kind of stand out. Yeah, it's not the sound that people are generally looking for right now in CHH, but if he can, you know, fine-tune it, perfect it, make himself stand out. Like I said a little while ago, he's starting to get noticed in the industry. So just keep doing what he's doing, and he's gonna start turning some heads and making waves here shortly, I believe.
No doubt. So there you have it, guys. That is our thoughts on Blast Off by Intellect featuring Philip Anthony. And it is now time for this month's Industry Insider interview. But Nate, before we jump into what I want, before we jump into the interview, I just want to give a big shout out to DJ Barcode for supplying our background music. And guys, DJ Barcode, he's got a new beats shop that's up now. You can check it out at Barcode, that's BARRCODE .beatstars.com. And he's offering production, you know, with a wide variety of different styles. He also offers engineering services, all of it at an affordable rate. So make sure you go check out DJ Barcode. One of our brothers here within 520 and connected, you know, with Track Stars as well. So we really appreciate him supplying the kind of music bed for the podcast. So make sure you just go and support him and check out what he's offering, guys. Nate, before we jump into the interview, where can people connect with you?
I am on Twitter. I am Nate_dog. @IamNate_dog. That's where I do all my CHH work. I'll try to keep you updated on the newest music. You know, throw in some CHH news or some tips every once in a while. So look me up there and keep you in the loop.
Awesome. And guys, you can follow me. It's @EricBoston3. That's @EricBoston and the number 3 on Twitter. Hit us up and make sure you follow the accounts for 520 as well. So if you're on Twitter, you're looking at 520CHH. That's 520 spelled out. And you can find us on Instagram and Facebook with that handle as well. So Nate, we're about to jump into this interview, man. Any last things that you want to throw in there before we hop over to that?
I think I'm good. So it was great doing this review on this Intellect song. I'm looking forward to next month's podcast.
Awesome, guys. And make sure that you are pre-saving, pre-ordering that song Blast Off by Intellect as it's getting ready to drop. Like Nate said, no exact release date yet, but it is scheduled to come out end of April, early May. So we'll be looking for that to be hitting those digital outlets everywhere. We hope you enjoy this month's Industry Insider interview, and we'll see you guys next month. All right, guys, this Industry Insider interview is sponsored by Little Red. His first album, Godspeed, officially dropped on March 29th and is available to stream on all platforms. The project includes 12 tracks and details the beginning of his journey in life and faith. You can follow him on Twitter at Little Red, that's LILRED116. for more information regarding him and his music. So joining us this month on the Track Stars Podcasting Network phone line, he's your neighborly hype man. He is the Urban and CHH reporter for New Release Today. You can follow him on Twitter at DadByFaith, where he keeps everyone up to date each week on new music dropping in the CHH world, and we're extremely grateful for it. But beyond all that, he is one of the most humble, caring guys you're going to find, guys. Welcome to the podcast, Josh Gala. Josh, thank you for being on, sir.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks for the humble introduction here. I'm hyped to be here.
Awesome. Well, we're excited to get you on, man. I mean, me and you have kind of conversed back and forth for a little while now. So it's been pretty awesome getting to know you, you know, just through DMs and whatnot. But, you know, having you on the show, you know, I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, man, definitely. I appreciate the relationship we've built over the last couple. And I really appreciate everything that's going on, not only the podcast, but just the effect that you have on our space within hip hop. So I'm really excited to be on the other end here and have a really dope conversation.
For sure. Well, just start us off, man. What's been going on in your world? What's new in life?
Things pretty crazy as normal, having two daughters and having the role of the husband, and just things just fly by really quick, especially as you get older. So in my personal life, things are going really great. I'm really blessed. And on the music side of things, things just seem to go just as fast. As we both know, this the industry is flooded constantly with new music, so just trying to keep up with that, all the new artists, and just trying to see what's going on with them, and establish similar relationships to what you and I have, and just try to do what I can do and serve the way I can, whether it's through conversation or through promotion. Just something I always value is just breaking bread with artists and just trying to be that voice for them, especially the independent artists. So I think on both sides, personal and I guess kind of professional, things are going really well right now.
Awesome. Well, you hit on a couple of things there, Josh, that I would like to maybe explore a little bit more. One, you were talking about how many, you know, new artists there are within CHH. And I mean, there's, you know, you can't argue that there's, you know, more now than there's been at any time within the genre. I mean, you've been around, you know that this culture maybe better than anyone. What do you attribute that to? I mean, why are we seeing this influx of artists coming into this space?
I've been around since the early 2000s, and over the last 15 plus years, it's just majorly changed in the fact that it's just a lot easier access to making your own music, where you can take your typical cell phone, your iPhone X, and a mic and just put out a track, or just a basic laptop. So just any kind of equipment has majorly changed. You don't need to be in a studio with a full team anymore. You can do it yourself in your own bedroom, as opposed to just a lot longer process. And then actually the availability, you don't have to go out there and do the physicals of the CD, or even back in my day, the cassette. So you can basically just throw it up on iTunes or on Spotify or Apple Music, and just for the fan, it's just the ideal situation where you can, for free basically, go on one of these streaming services and just listen to unlimited amounts of music. Since as we see, or as we currently see within the genre, there's thousands and thousands of artists putting out new stuff daily, or at least weekly. We went from maybe two or three singles being out to now 20 plus singles every week, so it's just kind of crazy.
Yeah, and that's a big thing. You know, we've talked about it before. You know, I remember, like, you know, being in high school or wherever I was first out of high school. So around that same time you're talking about, you know, you'd have, you know, this build up for a release, right? And then that project would come out and you would sit with it for, you know, 6 months to a year if it was really good. And now it's like, okay, we better listen to it this weekend because there's a ton more stuff coming next. Do you think that's a good thing, or is that maybe something that is concerning for CHH?
This is definitely an issue that I speak on often with artists and just with people in the industry. I think it can be good and bad, Eric. I mean, I think it's good for the artist just because it's easier for them to get to be heard and to get their music just out there in general for either other artists to hear or the fans. But I think it can also be a bad thing. I think it puts a pressure on the artist that they have to constantly put out music, if not monthly, a weekly even, opposed to 10 years ago where you might see a single every 6 months and a project every 18 to 24 months, where now it's an EP like every couple months and a single every month. So the culture has majorly changed, and I see positive and negative signs of that, just depending on your space as well, or your following. I mean, if you only have a few followers, it can be harder to be heard unless you have some connections or just a link to basically get that music out to more people.
For sure, for sure. Well, and, you know, obviously you are right there on the front lines of helping everyone be aware of what is dropping week in and week out. You do your list of new music that's coming out, and people, you know, they truly rely on it, man. I mean, you know, I talk with, DJ Jeremiah at Trackstars, and he says that he follows your account, so he knows what's coming. And, you know, I think we've seen that, you know, just with the responses on Twitter of how many people really count on that. I guess, how did you start with putting that list out, and how's it evolved? I mean, I know that's got to be hard to maintain every week.
Yeah, definitely. I think basically how that started was New Release Today, the website that I'm kind of affiliated with. We have what we call an archive, or kind of like a release database. I think it's one of it's kind of unique. No one really else has it, where we list out either singles or albums that are coming out or already out, and kind of compile that under a profile of an artist so you can see what's coming out. Or so basically, since I think that's one of the few available spots, no other blog or promoter really has that out there. So I was always just struggling myself as a fan to seeing what's coming out. So when I got involved in this as a on a more promotional level, I thought to myself, hey, it would be really nice to have that all available in one area. So it is taxing at times to search the social media sites and my personal connections and whatnot to get that list kind of curated every week. But from the response, and I mean, just as you mentioned, from track stars to just artists themselves, even the A-listers, I've heard amazing positive feedback from that list week to week. So that's what encourages me to keep that up. And it's definitely humbling to know that just that my work does pay off and that people do anticipate that list. So I think with that influx of music being out there, it's just nice to know exactly what's coming out and what to expect. So I really appreciate that people do really look out for that.
Definitely. And I think, you know, there was at least one point where you kind of addressed this, but I wanted to like hit on it while we're on the show here. It's one of those things where, especially if you're an independent artist, you know, the guys that we're really kind of focusing in on here at 520, you know, you want to get your music out there. You want to make sure that Josh knows about your music when it drops. But if you're not telling people about it, you can't really get upset if you're not on those lists, right? What kind of advice, like, as far as that's concerned, do you give to artists to not only get it to you to make sure that people are seeing it whenever you put that list out, but I mean, just kind of like, you know, promotion in general. Like, what is your advice to these guys that are trying to build up that fan base, build up that following?
Yeah, man, definitely. That's definitely a pain point of mine that I see often, is that even when I'm out there searching for just a little bite of a single coming out or a project, and I know just personally that it is coming out, but then I kind of circulate through the different areas of online or just press releases and I don't see something until the day of the release. It's just frustrating on my end because I know it's coming, but that artist themselves or their promoter or their manager or whatnot doesn't take that time to make sure that everyone does know. It's just, I guess the advice I would say is just be on that grind. That's one of the most important things, is you got to put the work in to see the fruition of that work. So let's say you have a single coming out at the end of the month and it's the beginning of the month. I should see at least a post weekly that, hey, my single's coming out. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, just a few words. Just make sure that you're promoting and putting yourself out there, especially if you're an unknown independent artist with less than, let's say, 100 followers. You got to get your name out there, and social media is an easy thing to do that. And you can reach thousands of people with just a few clicks of a keyboard or a mouse. So just do your own work so people can see that.
For sure. So for you personally, if these guys are wanting to try, or you know, these artists are wanting to try to get, make sure that you know about what they have coming, what's the best way for them to do that just for you personally? I mean, are you okay with them, you know, tagging you in a post, or would you rather them, you know, send it to a DM or send it to an email? Like, what's your expectation when they are trying to make sure you are looped in?
My personal expectation is, since I mentioned before that I like to break bread, to get that fellowship and establish partnership with artists, especially ones that need that assist with getting their music out there. I would say don't just tag me. I've addressed it before. If you're going to shoot me a DM, don't let it just be a link to the music. Say, hey, I got this coming out. I mean, just a simple gesture of a hello goes a long way, or just how you're doing. Just that simple, common conversation is a great icebreaker. Just to say, hey, I actually do care about who you are and just not using you as a tool to get my own gain out of it. So, I mean, just the person I am, I will still take it into account and add it to the weekly list. But from a personal standpoint, I just rather prefer that DM or that email. That being josh@newreleasetoday.com, just hit me up with a simple few words, and then we can talk about the music coming out. But I just always like to establish that communication, and that way I feel a little more comfortable either retweeting your music or just putting it out there in any kind of medium.
Awesome. So you said that email was josh@newreleasetoday.com, right?
That's correct.
Awesome, guys. So make sure you take that advice. Make sure if you're dropping music, you get it to this man, because he is going to get it in front of people. Especially if you go about it the right way. That's the big thing. We're driving it home to you guys. Get your music to people the right way, where they want to support you. Because I could tell you, us here at 520, and I'm sure just kind of knowing a little bit of Josh's heart, he feels the same way. We want to see you guys succeed. So make sure you guys are doing that. You're following the process. You know, Josh, one thing I was kind of thinking about was, obviously, New Release Today, you know, that you guys are a big platform. You know, you deal with big artists, not only within CHH, but just like across the spectrum for Christian music, period. I try to just put myself into the shoes of an independent artist, and I might think, man, you know, we see that Josh is going to, you know, the latest Reach tour. He's snapping pictures, but no big deal, whatever it may be. You know, man, how am I going to be on his radar? I know we've kind of hit on it, but I'm just going to see if we can go a little bit deeper. Like for you personally, what's the role of the independent artist, within the culture?
Wow, that's definitely a great question. I mean, that's one of the things I find, kind of enjoyable about what I do. Like you did mention, newreleasetoday.com. It is one of our taglines is that they are the biggest Christian site out there, and it is for all genres. And we do range anywhere from 500,000 plus visitors every month. So your music, if it does get on our radar, is definitely going to be seen by multiple eyes. So, as an independent artist, I think exposure and is definitely the number one thing that should be under their own radar and under their own expectations of getting a kind of a jump start. It's nice to be on various media, but if you don't go ahead and take advantage of where you're at and what you're putting out there, then you're kind of losing that battle. So I think one of the responsibilities is definitely to get your name out there and to just put out, exactly announce what you're doing and when you're doing it as far as releases go. But not only that, but sharing the heart behind your music and what your influences are. So I know a lot of people can see social media as a negative, just a kind of a, like a time waster. But on the same note, I mean, it's an amazing ministry platform, and just basically everyone as a Christian is a pastor where you do have your quote-unquote sermon. You just got to kind of define what that sermon is. You're either putting out there quality tidbits or you're putting out there kind of filler where you're not really saying anything. So you can take advantage of even the handful of followers you do have, and it just bounces around, so you do become more of a imprint on everyone's radar, especially mine. So just put yourself out there, I guess, is my biggest advice.
Awesome. Well, man, Josh, you know, I've been lucky, and the you know, I guess it's been about a year and a half or so now since I've kind of really stepped in to the culture and put myself out there. You got connected with Track Stars and then moving on into this 520 area. But I mean, you know, you're one of the guys that I'm just like, I feel really, really blessed to have connected with and to be forming a relationship with, man. So first of all, I just want to say thank you for that. And, you know, if people are sleeping on it, man, they shouldn't. Like, you're one of the guys that, you know, you've got that big heart, and you are open to people, and, you know, you give advice, you give feedback, you share experiences, which you don't always find, man. And whenever you say, you know, you've been in it for 15 plus years, I mean, that's a testament, man. Whenever you still have, you know, that character in you, after, you know, an extended period of time, to still be, you know, connecting with people and caring with people that way, man. Take us back. How did you just, you know, get your start and get going within CHH and music in general?
That's an excellent question, Eric. Basically, my passion and love for hip-hop started back in middle school, many years and eons before a lot of these newer artists were even born. So in the early 90s, I would say, right at the end of middle school and beginning of high school, is kind of where the passion gets off. So my influences were definitely, I was on the East Coast, so sure, Biggie Smalls was my biggest influence as far as kind of getting the hip-hop, love for hip-hop. So I feel like I was blessed to have a lot of the pioneers of hip-hop kind of influence me from the get-go. And then I'd see that amazing crossover when I started learning my love for Christ and became a Christian in the early 2000s. To just know that there was this other platform that offered a positive alternative was kind of incredible. I started my early influences on a personal level were KJ52 and Cross Movement and Pray. So some of the pioneers of CHH themselves is kind of where my foundation lies. So that's where I kind of fell in love with knowing that, hey, there's guys that not only have quality bars to offer to the platform and to the genre itself, but they're putting it out in a way where it's glorifying Christ and glorifying their personal relationship with Him. That's kind of where my love for hip-hop started and kind of my influence in CHH. And then, of course, like the Tunnel Rats and L.A. Symphony and just a lot of those guys that are actually still around, and like the Play-Doh that's now known as Crumb. So just to know those guys almost 20 years later still doing their own thing. And I know he's not as much hip-hop as he used to be, but Toby Mac, I mean, well in his 50s now, he's still doing his own thing. So that's encouraging to know that they've been living out this thing. And believe in hip hop enough to do it for over half of their life. So that's where my kind of foundation started.
Awesome. Well, you had a better intro story than I did, man. I'll share this because I'm not trying to make it about me, but you said Biggie Smalls was kind of starting with you. So here's my story into hip hop, man. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm in my room. My cousin comes running in and goes, "You got to come see this guy's pants." And I come out and the "You Can't Touch This" video is on our TV.
Oh, what?
So that was my intro into hip hop, man, and it changed quickly from there.
Definitely. Yeah. And actually I was speaking to KJ, someone had I don't know how I connected with him. I think I connected with him on a message board back on it'll come to me here in a minute.
The old KJ message board?
No. It was, it wasn't the South, but it was amongst, Holy Culture Radio.
Okay.
A guy actually, I'd offer to send me a collaborations by KJ5, too. And that was my very first CHH record that I listened to. And that was right at the kickoff to where it kind of, Nas and them were kind of dying off, and I guess I entered Drake and those kind of guys, the new generation. So that's why I kind of never got into what they define as hip hop now, and a lot of people are really connected to Drake and J. Cole and Kendrick, where I never really, because I'm one of the few guys, I guess, once my love for CHH started, I kind of kicked out any mainstream influences. I listen to certain artists now just stay connected, but I'm definitely not on the level a lot of people do. So that's why I guess another reason why I'm so connected is because I immerse myself in CHH and kind of stay away from mainstream. Personally, that's a conviction for me that I had to kind of step off so I could stay connected in my faith.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there, man. I had to cut it out as well because I know the effect that mainstream hip hop has on me, and it's not a good thing. So, I'm thankful for where CHH has grown to now. I mean, there's so many options, and I'm kind of like you, man. I can't, I grew up with, Deep Space 5 and John Rubin and all those guys, and it's good to see some of them still kicking around and doing it, but, there's a lot of young talent that's coming in that has me excited as well. So, definitely, man, that's awesome. I want to put you on the spot, man. I mean, one of my favorite things following you on Twitter is, it's not an everyday thing, but every once in a while we get some of those heart bars, man. You got some of those heart bars for us?
Oh, man, definitely put on the spot. I don't off the top of my head.
Okay, no worries. I had to try. I had to shoot my shot, as they say.
Feel bad. usually I'm really good at, especially later at night, because that's when I do kind of my quote-unquote best work is late at night. My mind's kind of clear and kind of settled, but I might be able to shoot off something tonight and shoot off to you, and you can add it to maybe like a text to the podcast. But I definitely don't have anything at the moment. Not to disappoint.
No worries, man. So is there anything that you want to make sure that we hit on before we kind of wrap things up, Josh?
Sure. I mean, I think it's inspiring time of the culture and of our space. I think for once over the last year or two, CHH isn't really defined as quote-unquote corny anymore. The quality has far exceeded what mainstream is putting out right now. So even though it's kind of drenched in trap and there's not as much available beyond trap, I'm feeling quite encouraging. So artists like Zay Hill and there's just so much indie artists that are just amazing and I think that are underrated. that are not seeing the spotlight like they should. We have like the Laurens, and the, for a while there, even the Indie Tribe with RG and No Big Deal himself, just took a while for them to get under other people's radar. So I think that's encouraging on its own point, that you can see other artists grind, and then they finally hit a big signing like a Capitol Records with No Big Deal, and Reach Records with RG, and just it's definitely out there and people are watching, especially with the influence of social media. So as long as you're willing to put in the work, like a Poetics, amazing producer who far exceeds expectations on a daily grind, especially with the Zay Hill as well. I know those two work closely a lot, and I mean, you can see the fruition of that work. So they're definitely putting their name out there. You have Rockstar JT now just throwing his name out there, and Culture Villain. So there's a lot of artists that are making themselves known, and they're amazing role models of some sorts to kind of watch and see how they're making moves. So just kind of follow that model, and it would have great success.
Yeah, man. And we're, you know, I feel blessed being in the spot that we are in with 520. We're, you know, we're connecting with some guys that are even, you know, earlier in their journey, but we're seeing some guys like, you know, an Oze or a Mitch Durrell who are doing some really cool things, man. You know, that I think, you know, throughout 2019, we're going to see some cool stuff from some of these guys, and they're going to be, you know, like you say, you've got, you know, like No Big Deal, you got RG that's kind of went to that next level, so we're going to need these guys to fill in those spots that they're kind of leaving behind them. And I think that we've got plenty of options to do so.
Yep, I completely agree. Oze's, he's definitely got a good future, I think, coming going forward. He's definitely one of the ones that are out there putting out work, following up with connections, and I speak to him regularly. So a lot of these guys are taking note of a good business model, especially through the means of you guys like the 520, and I mean, Track Stars is just amazing in its own right. I just feel blessed to know you guys personally, and to see your own work and your own grind of snagging independent artists and just pushing them forward. So I'm encouraged by that so much. So I appreciate what you guys do, and what kind of, I'd say the quote-unquote father was Dean Track Stars, and their interviews and their promotion behind artists, just amazing in its own right. So I have my own quote-unquote mentors to be known as. So I look up to what you guys are doing, and then just kind of pushes me to do better. So
awesome,
it's definitely out there. You just got to do your work.
Right, right. Well, man, thank you for those kind words. Definitely, you know, that it's humbling. You know, and we're going to just keep working and hopefully, you know, push this whole thing, you know, to another level is the plan, you know, as long as that's what God has in store for us. Josh, man, I know we kind of hit on it earlier, but where's the best place for people to connect with you, or where do you want them following you at?
Sure. As you've noticed, and as you and I have connected, Twitter is kind of my number one area of contact. So at Dad by Faith is the easiest way to get a hold of me, and the place I spend most of my time. I am trying to get a bigger understanding and knowledge of Instagram. So it's the same ID on Instagram, at Dad by Faith on there. And even though it's kind of lost its influence, I'm still on Facebook as well. So you can just look me up by Josh Galla, G-A-L-L-A, if you need that space. I try to remain active just to have that bigger reach on all three. I don't really do Snapchat, so we can kind of leave that one out of the conversation, but so you can definitely find me there. But Twitter's my number one area, and I welcome any DMs. I try to be mindful of those, and within 24, 48 hours, hit you back. I definitely won't leave you on red there. I'll definitely hit you back.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Josh, man, we appreciate you taking a little bit of time out of your busy schedule, you know, to just chop it up with us here on the podcast, man. I love it. I'm going to look forward to the next time we get lucky enough to have you come back on, man. We are very thankful for you taking the time to just you know, bless us with this, man.
Hey, Eric, I appreciate so much you guys reaching out, as you guys have kind of christened me as my first official interview and being on the other side. So thank you for having me, and thank you for this opportunity. And I look forward to see how we can collaborate and what you guys are doing in the near future. So I hope more of this kind of stuff pops up, as I love to talk about the culture and my passion. And I love to kind of see not only artists move forward, but ourselves as promoters doing glorious work for the Lord. So just expanding that kingdom should definitely be easier. And we can definitely do that if we stay connected.
For sure, for sure. We will definitely be doing that, man. You know I'm not going anywhere, so as long as you answer me, we are good, bro. But, well, guys, that does it for this month's 520 Collective Podcast. We want to say thank you to our sponsors, The Bookkeeper 24/7, Show Me Christ Records, and Little Red, as well as our featured artist, Intellect, for allowing us to debut his single, Blast Off, and, of course, our industry insider interview with Josh Gala from New Release Today. We will catch you guys next month.